Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the News Hour. Today it's a real pleasure to be able to have again at the microphone Maria Butinsky. She's traveling in the United States right now, lives in Russia, and hopefully we're going to be able to get some impressions of what it's like for a Russian to travel throughout the United States. Obviously, some comparisons on the firearms laws, but also some of the other countries that Maria is familiar with, and kind of give us a picture of what it looks like here in the United States to somebody from the outside. Maria, thanks so much for being with us again.
It's a pleasure for me.
I was thinking as I was just in the lead up to the show that a couple hundred years ago, a fellow from France came over to America, Alexis de Tocqueville, and he wrote a book about his observations on America. And people are still talking about what he saw and his impressions of the United States. And he saw a country that one of the things that sticks in my mind most is that when he finally found why America was great, he found it in the churches. And his takeaway was, as long as the churches remain great, America will remain great. And I'm not sure we can say completely the same thing. We do have a number of strong churches in this country. Some of them are even interested in firearms and self-defense, which definitely the churches of the 18th century were. Oh my, did those preachers ever preach freedom and the use of arms to repulse the tyranny of British rule? Don't hear so much of that in our pulpits today. Not that, you know, they need to preach about British rule, but we have our own British tyranny. It doesn't have the British accent. And I just wonder if you've seen it, Maria, in your travels, that America is wrestling with the problem of too much government.
You know, first of all, it's about churches. And when you are talking about more or less culture, more or less tradition and religion, you should always compare with other countries. And there are countries in the world I have been visited that where there are not so strong church traditions, like Czech Republic, for example. They have usually churches only like museums and that's all. And I'm really very much impressed that in Russia we have a rebirth of church right now. But compared with America, of course, you have very strong religion traditions. And what is, I think very good that you have different kinds of churches. And what I really like that they don't have any governmental support. This is important because they should survive their own and to talk to people and to find the ways how to explain them religion and so on. This is very important. The same situation is about guns and churches, because we interviewed a Russian Orthodox Church about the question of the self-defense. And I should tell you that I really like their position, because they are absolutely sure that you must protect, you must defend your family. This is absolutely truth. And it makes to our nations very similar in this case. But I strongly hope that this situation will be even better in the States than it is now.
Well, we have a lot of room for improvement, that's for sure. And I'm pleasantly surprised, frankly, to learn that even though the Russian Orthodox Church is supported by tax money from the Russian government, that nevertheless they have a a pro-firearms position. What I think would be the difference, and maybe the difference to some extent between the two countries, is that at least in the 18th century, and to some extent still today, the churches saw firearms as a means of preventing too much government, of actually resisting the government if need be. This was preached very openly at the time of the founding of the Republic, and actually there were ministers that went into battle with their men. Their men would form a company, and often they would elect their pastor as the captain, and in some cases they rode off to fight for George Washington or some other general, and they never came back until the war was over. That was something that you wouldn't expect to see very much of today in America if there were a similar set of circumstances where there was violent opposition to a tyrannical form of government here in the United States. So we've got to look at those differences. The good thing is, yes, there is somewhat of a firearms culture in Russia, and as you were telling me before we went on the air, particularly where you were born in Siberia, if I quote you correctly, everybody has a gun because there you're on your own.
Yeah, of course. And what about, I don't know about the states, but what I see in Russia, that you should separate these ideas. I mean, more and less government. Yes, in Russia, Russian Orthodox Church, the government gives money to them to do all their stuff. But nevertheless, you could separate this issue and just ordinary priests and people like pastors who are, they just share the idea of God, and that's all. And this is, it means that it doesn't matter for them how much money the government gives them, and they are not involved in politics, which means that they really understand that self-defense and gun rights, it's like a basic rule. In our organization, we have, as an honorable member, one guy. He is a very famous actor in Russia, and he was a priest of Russian Orthodox Church. And I am really, really appreciative to him because it's very easy to talk to him. He uses the language that just ordinary Russians use. This is very important when you are talking about God. And he's really great. He has 7 children, very, very strong family, and he's absolutely pro-gun. We even had some small shooting competition with him, and it was very interesting. And I think that it's one of the ways how the church could be more close to people, because, you know, in 2014, in December probably, they made a survey of Russians, what Russians think about what is the priority for their life. And the priority for Russians is the question of safety and self-defense. Now, it's the first place. More than 79% of people think that it's the most important thing for Russians today. For example, 5 years ago, it was about money. It was about having a good job. Now it's all about self-defense. It's all about how to defend you and your family. So then more church will listen to, as well as government, will listen to people and their needs, and all look at through this all these surveys, then more they will be close to people, and the more popular they will be. So I just think that they should pay more attention on this. And this could be a keynote for Russian church and for its rebirth in the future.
Why do you think there has been an increase in interest in self-defense that these surveys are measuring? Is it because of the violent crime rate in Russia, which is pretty high?
Yes, it's of course, it depends. There are actually two important things. First of all, today a huge role plays international situation. I mean the conflict in Ukraine, because there are a lot of illegal guns that goes through the border to Russia. It happens all the time.
Well, let's hold on to that. We'll come back and pick up with the Ukraine when we get back from this break. I'm talking with Maria Butina. She is from Russia, and we're going to give you the name of her organization and her web address when we get back. So don't go away.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Taking another look today at Russia, the to me somewhat surprising developments in civilian firearms ownership. that Maria Butina has been reporting. Maria, what is the name of your organization, and how can people find you on the web?
Oh, it's very simple. The name of our organization is The Right to Bear Arms. This is in English version, I mean, in pronunciation. In Russian, it will be Pravo na oruzhie. And our website is ongun.ru. This is in Russia, of course. And you could
one
find...
ongun.ru. Ongun.ru,
yeah,
is that...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Okay. And you could easily find us just using your Google search, or you could find in social networks. It's pretty simple. Using my name or the name of anyone from our organizations. We have several publications from American media about our organization, as well as you could find some information in German, because we participated IVA exhibition. This is like the second place gun exhibition. The first is, of course, SHOT Show in January, Las Vegas, and the second is usually in March. They have this exhibition in Nuremberg, Germany. So they made several publications, which means, and we are trying to give more information in English now, because there we have a lot of foreign partners in Europe and in Asia and people. So English is international language, and so it's very important now to give more information this way.
That is really interesting. So onegun.ru, and people will find information there in English.
And actually, we are trying to do our website in English now. It's just better if you want to read something in English, better just to Google this. It will be easier. And
also, you've told me that you've got a presence on Facebook, which a lot of people use because you post there a lot.
Yeah, you could find The Right to Bear Arms on Facebook, and we are trying, as I already told you, we are trying to do our publications now in two languages. As well, our countries are very close, and we publish international information, like the last claim of Hillary Clinton about gun owners, that she compared with terrorists that we don't like, and we know all these things. And you can't even imagine how our two nations are relative in this issue, because everything that is happening in the States, we feel in Russia. And all about gun control, and so the world is very big, but at the same time, it's very small, and we feel everything what's happening. For example, our government, for some reason, they increased the age, the minimum age when you could buy your first gun. Now it's 21. Before, it was 18 years old. And they told that, look at Europe and Czech Republic or other countries, and you will see that the age is 21. So let's do 21. And there is no other explanation, which means that if gun owners, they will would like to succeed, we should fight together. This is only one way how it works.
Now, hopefully that doesn't mean that your children would not be able to have the use of guns, even if they can't be the one who purchased the gun.
We have special shooting schools for children who might go there and have very, very, very few money they need to do this, and do some classes in safety, in shooting. This is okay. Not so much, unfortunately, but they have few. But I strongly suppose that the most important thing in teaching your children is the role of parents. Because if you don't show the gun to your child, if he someday he sees this gun, it's a huge danger, because he doesn't know what to do. So teach your children how to use a gun. Explain everything that this is, it could be dangerous, it could be last chance to save your life. This is very important from the young age.
I'm reminded of a firearms instructor that had his gun in his holster on his hip. And the lady said, well, isn't that dangerous? And he said, "You better believe it." So, yeah, we have to learn to treat dangerous things with the care that they require. And then we don't have the problem that so many people imagine are going to happen by themselves. Guns don't cause a problem. Folks like us who are careless will cause problems.
And, about children, you should understand that we have a lot of dangerous things in our home. Just look around and you will see chairs, you will see water, you will see electricity and gas, and this is very dangerous. If you would not teach your children how to use all of this stuff, it could be really very dangerous. And the gun is just in the list. And what is important, your children should know how to use the gun if the criminal comes, what to do. This is very important. But some people, now in Russia, we are trying to do this, like these programs, and at the shooting range, when we have huge competitions, more than 100 people at once, they all come with families, wives, children, and you know what's surprising me all the time? The children, they use a gun more safely than even their parents, because they are very careful in using the gun. They listen to the teacher, to the coach, very, very carefully, so they do even better. Previous year, we had in our shooting club, it was absolutely unusual, because one small boy, he's 14 years old, he became a member of our shooting club, because he was so good in shooting that we had just no chance to refuse.
That's really something. I'm really pleased to hear that there's the social family aspect of firearms ownership, at least when we're talking about competitions, that it's not something that the gun owner generally, I guess, himself, is, you've told me there are very, very few women in your organization, but that it's a whole family that will come to these events, and I think that's very positive, and
yes,
hopefully that will continue.
This is true, and we do have few women right now, but as I told you, this is very important, even more important for women to have a gun, to defend their families, because in Russia, a lot of women, they are housewives, and they stay at home alone, and criminals know this. This is a real danger. But I hope that we will work more with women organizations, like public organizations, and they will finally understand this. We have more and more women that we see at the shooting range, and, you know, like children, they are very good in this. They listen carefully. They do everything right. In my, I'm a shooting ranger and one shooting officer. And in one of my lessons I gave to the woman, she was over 50 years old. And we had just line of shooters, and she was one of them. They were like strong men, but she made the best. And of course, she was very, very good.
Yeah, that's probably the part about gun ownership that I don't like. Women generally are better shots than the men are. It's kind of embarrassing. Talking with Maria Butina, she's in the United States visiting from Russia. Her organization is Right to Bear Arms. You can find her on the web and on Facebook. We're going to be back and talk some more about firearms in Europe.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today. It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Maria Bettina and I have been talking about firearms ownership, particularly in Russia. She comes to us from Russia, where she is involved with an organization called Right to Bear Arms. They're on Facebook. I would encourage you to look them up. It's encouraging to me to realize that there is some kind of firearms culture in other countries. As Maria told me on another occasion, not so much the revolutionary aspect of firearms in the United States, the Second Amendment tradition of firearms ownership for the purpose constitutionally of keeping the government under control. But, of course, that's always a possibility if a government gets too out of control, if there are enough guns in people's hands and they get desperate, that could end up happening anyway. It just wouldn't be quite the tradition that we do have here in the United States. So I'd be interested, Maria, in hearing from you, our 20th century, 21st century follower up of Alexis de Tocqueville, what kind of observations do you have coming from the outside? What does America look like to you Particularly when we're talking about firearms, but frankly, just about the culture that we have and what attachment we might have or not have to our freedoms that have been given to us as an inheritance by our founders.
I could separate my answer to two important points. First, it's cultural details that I have seen here in the States during my several stays here. And first of all, what I saw is a very famous American smile. Because a lot of people, they just smile and they tell you hi and hello. And this is very unusual because when you travel in Russia or you travel in mostly Asian countries, because I have seen a lot of places in the world, people usually don't smile. And they smile only if you are really like friends and you have any relationships. I saw this situation in Taiwan, for example, in Kazakhstan, and in a few countries in Europe as well. So I could tell you that America is the most smiling country I have ever seen.
Let me just comment on that. My son went to Russia when it was still the Soviet Union. And he first went to Czechoslovakia, which was beginning to loosen up. It was, the beginning of the Czech Spring or whatever it might have been called. But it was still very much the Soviet Union when he got to Russia. And he said it was striking that he had just the comment that you were making. He had seen people smiling in Czechoslovakia. When he got to the Soviet Union, no smiles, nobody looked you in the eye. Everybody was looking down at the ground. And he found the whole country gray, kind of reflecting the mood, I think. But he said it actually kind of looked gray. And it struck him. He talked quite a bit about that because he likes people. And he that was a very strong impression that he found. So I would hope that that is something that is in the past. And while maybe Russians and other people don't smile as freely as Americans, that it's not quite so serious as it was at that time.
I still don't have an answer why. So on the one hand, I understand because the level of life and economy is weak. And so people, they're really poor. They have a lot of troubles in their life. And you could see the age, average age, how many years people live. This is, it's different. So in people in the States, on average, they live longer life than in Russia, for example. But on the one hand, on the other hand, it could be any cultural specific, because for example, how people in Russia and all whole Asia, they take off shoes when they come home. So probably it means because there are really dirty on the streets because of climate at least. But nevertheless, in Taiwan, it's not dirty on the streets, and people nevertheless they take off their shoes, which means it could be cultural specific. And so what I could tell you about Russians that usually if you ask them for help and they really like you, they will help you. They will do their best, really. It's very open people. But at the first experience that you see this difference. This is, of course, huge. The second thing that I noticed was that America is the country of bright colors. So it sounds strange, but you could tell that I had been in Turkey, and Turkey, this is a country of smells. So you go and there are just a lot of different smells. America is all about colors, because when you come, so I have been there in one graduation ceremony, and I could tell you what I noticed, because all people, they wear so bright clothes, different colors, and yellow and white and pink and so different, and you will not see in Russia. I think it could stay from the Soviet times because people they had only the choice from black, white, gray, and brown sometimes. This is all choice. And here you see this everywhere in advertising. So more colors and very interesting. Going back to smile, people in advertising here, so like billboards, everywhere you see the smile. In Russia, not always. But I think that the smile is more attractive if you would like to say something. This is like the second thing.
Well, when you're talking about color, even our firearms have some color. It's been the last several years that we've had pink handles for our ladies for their firearms, and sometimes you see a hunter's rifle, and it's almost such a work of art that you'd be afraid to fire it because of the engraving and the work on the stock and even sometimes on the metal. That's a lot of money goes into something like that for a very common tool.
Yeah, and this is amazing, because in Russia you have our manufacturers, they produce only a black, and you could color your gun. There are ways you could buy special colors, but usually people don't do this. They have just black, and that's all. And here, really, so when you come to any exhibition, you notice about guns, two important things. First of all, again, talking about advertising, because I have my advertising company in Moscow, so I noticed this detail. You see that they use women in advertising guns. It's hard to imagine for Russia. So in Russia, it's usually strong man with a gun, and this is the way how they sell guns.
No, so that's the that accounts for the picture of the bare-chested Putin with his hunting gun along with him.
This is the way to sell guns in Russia. Here you could see nice women. And any company I have ever seen, gun manufacturers in the States, they usually have like men's colors and women's colors. This is very interesting, because you see that you have an audience, so women who buy guns, and it's absolutely clear when you visit any exhibitions. And what I could tell about guns here, this is an art. So in Russia, it's all about economy. People, they don't have so much money, and as well, we have in our law, you could have only 5 guns in one hand. So you can buy huge collection. Here you could, which means that people, they do really art from guns. And you could see so interesting types of guns here. I had ever seen anywhere in the world, include Europe, because in Europe, some countries like Czech Republic or Austria, they have very strong gun traditions as well. And a lot of things are allowed to do. Like in Czech Republic, you could carry even long-barreled gun. So it's surprising for whole Europe. Nevertheless, they don't have so big market as you do.
Well, let's come back to the idea of carrying guns when we get back from this break. We'll have one more segment, and I'd like to explore that a little bit, because that's a pretty significant aspect of firearms ownership. Talking with Maria Butina, Right to Bear Arms from Russia, and we're going to be back.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your radio commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Maria Butina. She is from Russia, very active in the shooting sports, and has traveled here to the United States on a number of occasions, as well as other countries. And so we're talking to somebody that can put a lot of observations into a broader perspective based on those travels. We were just getting into the idea, the topic of carrying firearms when we were heading into the break. But, Maria, I was, I had posted something actually on the gun owner's Facebook and tweet that the situation that occurred in Garland, Texas, where a couple of Muslims thought that they would have their little jihad, and that didn't happen because a police officer, rather incredible shot, I would say, with his pistol, took out and killed two rifle-bearing assailants. Well, it was Texas, after all, and my comment was the Muslims made the mistake of overlooking the fact that Texas and Garland, Texas, which is outside of Dallas, is not Paris, France, where something as horrible as that Charlie Hebdo attack could occur, and people were helpless because nobody was armed. Even the police that came riding up to the scene. I remember this dreadful account of a policewoman on her bicycle getting killed because, you know, to her credit, she came to the sound of the shots, but she didn't have anything to bring to the sound of the shots and was killed. That's just not very imaginable in the United States. Cops do get killed, but not that way.
This is exactly what I was talking about in the beginning of our show. I was talking about illegal guns from the places where there are local conflicts or war or something like this. And so there is only one way to help people in this case. It's to allow them to do self-defense with their firearms. Because just look, usually there are a lot of information about, in Russian internet and media, about the states, like when people who like to ban all guns, they tell, look at the states, you will see a lot of shootings and so on. I always tell in this case, but just look at China, and you will see that all guns for civilians are strictly prohibited. You cannot buy a gun, even in the movies, you will not see the gun, because they just, they color the gun, do not show the gun and so on. And what do you see? There are a lot of mass killings there. People use just knives. And people around who are law-abiding, they are only victims. No ways to defend themselves at all. No ways. We should always understand that illegal guns and crime will be with us, unfortunately, always. It's not possible just to ban all criminals and they will not do or pass any law that could ban all crime in the world. It's not possible. There is only one way to give the right to people to defend themselves. In all types of like these cases, it will happen. And people who don't understand this talking that the police could defend you, no, it's not the way. Because, yes, police helps, but it takes them several minutes to go to the situation, to the self-defense situation. What you could see in Russia, for example, sometimes it takes an hour and a half for police to come. What you will do all this time if you have a criminal attack? This is a question.
And even if they can come in 5 or 6 minutes, which happens sometimes in the United States, 5 or 6 minutes is a long time if somebody's trying to kill you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Now, we've talked a little bit about it, but I think it would be interesting for the listeners that what do you see may be happening or may not be happening in the Russian parliament, the Duma, regarding making it easier for people to have guns at all? And is there any debate even about being able to carry guns in public?
Yes. I could tell you that in 2012, there were a list in Russian media of the most popular topics of the year. And the second place after the oppositional protests was gun rights topic. And this is true. People in parliament, in government, as well as just in public organization, they're interested in this topic. This is good. This is first. Second thing, a lot of this depends how much information do people have about guns. Because then more supporters we have, then more we could press and have any influence to our parliament and to advocate this topic. And our organization and all people who are talking about guns in their social networking or through media or somewhere else, I'm really appreciative to them. This is important. I always tell that just give to the people the idea. They will find more information or just they will think about this. And this is a huge step, the first step, to change your opinion or to have any opinion. Some Russians, they don't have opinion at all. They don't know anything about guns. So, and I think it all depends on public organizations. The more we work, the more we tell, especially through media, that this is a topic. There are a lot of people who support this. They vote for you. The more successful will be gun rights battle. This is all about this. As well, we are trying to translate a lot of information, like a lot of good cases of self-defense from the States into Russian language and tell to the members of our parliament. Mm-hmm. And a very important thing, of course, is when you give them a gun at the shooting range and they completely understand that the gun doesn't shoot, the person shoots. And this difference plays a huge role.
That's a very good outreach. We found the same thing here, that you take somebody from the media, somebody who's involved in politics, and actually give them a chance to shoot a gun, and they find out that it's very often not at all like what they thought it would be.
Absolutely true. And what I've seen here in the States, what difference is about guns. People, they are... So in Russia, if you see someone talking or see someone with a gun, we have few people, on 3% of Russians, they have guns. It's like a huge surprise, and people, they started to discuss this topic. And this is here in the States, it's just okay. So people just accept this in the culture, and this is so just average, it's okay that you have a gun. And no public discussions, I mean public when you have local discussions between people. And I really like this. So you could be a gun owner, you could not be a gun owner, it's just your own choice. In Russia, it's always the battle. And people who, like members of my organization, their offices, they all the time tell to the people around that what means to have a gun and trying to have these huge discussions. And here, no, it's just people just like guns and that's all.
Well, it sounds as if you're getting some coverage in the media, and I think that's going to be very important in the battle, because people that don't have experience with guns have to see people like you that look just like them and talk just like them and talk about guns in a matter-of-fact way, the way we would about our car or about our washing machine.
Absolutely. I always tell to the people this example. So if we would not have any information about cars and just read information about car accidents, what you will think about cars? You will think that cars are dangerous. The same with guns. The more you show that this is okay, the more you show that there are cases of self-defense, it really helps. And the gun, it's absolutely normal. And to defend your family, it's the perfect way, then more people will accept this issue. But this is important to have this line, your family defense and firearms. So in the States, it's all about self-defense, but it's a lot about freedom. In Russia, it's more about self-defense and castle doctrine than about freedom.
Well, the castle doctrine's a pretty important doctrine. We're still trying to get that locked down tightly in our own law. It's always being challenged, and we've got a fight on our hands as far as that's concerned. I'm encouraged. Maria Butina, thank you so much for the report from Russia. Folks, you can find her on Facebook, and you can find their organization, Right to Bear Arms. Take a look and see what's happening in places that don't have our traditions, but they're making progress. Maria, Godspeed. We thank you so much.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.